Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called Jesus Weeps When We Lose Our Way.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and he wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes, for the days are coming upon you when your enemies will rise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we hear of Jesus approaching Jerusalem. And upon seeing the city, Jesus wept. Jesus looked upon Jerusalem and grieved, saying, "If you had only recognized on this day the way to peace." These words resonate with me and echoes words expressed by a group of young people I was with recently. You see, I spent last weekend in Pittsburgh with a group of young adults. We were on retreat. 15 years ago, these young adults were all part of our Young Gifted Catholic Leadership Training program we had in Grenada at the time. The program was about instilling the young people's faith, a program aimed at forming young leaders. These young adults were now living in the United States and England, and had recognized and organized this retreat. The young people felt that they needed to reignite the flames of their faith and be strengthened for the journey ahead. They wanted something more. They wanted something to boost their faith. They were living. There were a few words which stood out for me from our reflection as we gripe and try to visualize what we were about. The words accompaniment, presence, peace, hope, and joy echoes throughout the weekend as we try to forge our way forward on our Christian journey, looking for something to give us the zest, the zeal, to reignite our faith. In the Gospel, Jesus is reaching the destination of his journey, and he weeps over the city because it would eventually try to create a political deliverance by rebelling against the Roman Empire. Wrong move for them. Yes, Jesus shed tears. What a powerful image of God's deep love and sorrow for his people. Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem. For me, it reveals something about his heart. A heart that loves, warns, and aches when we stray. It gives us insight into the person of Jesus. Like the people of Jerusalem, we too often miss the signs of God's call and become blind to the paths of peace, caught up in false hope, misguided beliefs. We forge alliances and we lose our way, allowing our eyes to be clouded by illusions. We may call that illusions today, secularism. Religious faith becomes one more consumer item, like choosing an over-the-counter pain reliever. Political and economic power becomes rival to Jesus' message. When the desire of this for this kind of power or chemical deliverance takes over, our security becomes dependent on them, and the gospel seems like a pie in the sky. Yes, it is a pie in the sky, by and by, a fix for the moment. Well, my young people weren't looking for a fix for the moment. These young people were looking for something more, something for the journey. Yes, we are reminded by Isaiah, those who cling to false idols cannot see the truth. When we, too, fail to recognize God's invitation, we risk becoming trapped by fears, ambitions, yes, or distractions that rob us of our inner peace. Jesus wept over the future of Jerusalem. He warns of Jerusalem's impending destruction. We may justly wonder if the tears are now over the whole planet, our world, our own situation. What does Jesus see when he looks at our life, when he looks at our world today? Well, Jesus' warning goes beyond the Jerusalem's fate. It is a call for all to recognize the moment of your visitation. Jesus speaks not only to the people of Jerusalem. He doesn't speak only to the people of Jerusalem, but to all of us, urging us to see God's presence and follow the path to true peace. The message is designed, I want to believe, to encourage, comfort, and inspire anyone feeling down, desolate, just plain old empty, lacking of energy to carry on. Anyone who needs hope and comfort, here it is. Know that each day, God reaches out, calling us to recognize him in the people around us, in our struggles, and in our blessings. Yes, he's present, he's with us. We may want to ask ourselves, do we allow Jesus to lead us on the path of peace? Are we attentive to his visitation in our lives? How are we reading the signs of the time? How are we recognizing Jesus in our midst? Jesus weeps for all of us out of love. And in that love, we find our true peace and our joy. Living faithfully is, in our own time, is a challenge. But we are reassured that Jesus accompanies us. We are reassured of his presence, his peace, which will embolden our hope and give us joy to press along. Amen.